Very good, thanks, Lee.
That's good. The SeaRoad Devonport Motor Show is back on track for 2022. This is big and exciting news because you've had a bit of a rough couple of years, haven't you?
Yeah, and we don't want to dwell too much on that. Of course, 2020, we had to call the show off with the events of the world 1 week before. And then last year, we did set up the expo at the Parramatta Centre, which was a good chance to get amongst the cars again. But this year, on Sunday, March the 27th, we're back at the place it's the new home at the end of Victoria Parade near the Vietnam Vets in that area. And that'll be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday the 27th of March.
So what can we expect? Is it going to be similar to other shows or bigger and better?
Oh, look, we're always going bigger and better, really. But, look, it'll be back to the same format that we had in the previous years and the bigger shows. We've got all we're probably expecting some 600 vehicles or 650 probably or something in that area. We're still sourcing and dealing with a number of interesting exhibits that we'll have at the show. We have selected the mark of the year, which we usually always have a mark, and this year it's going to be the Subaru WRX STIs, and you'd probably be familiar with those, Lee, wouldn't you?
I've been in a couple in my time. Why have you decided to go with the Subaru WRX?
Well, look, it's becoming quite a notable car. They first made, of course, back in 1992, and they're still being produced. And they certainly have made their mark in the rallying world. Whilst we've had older cars in the past, we're thinking these are a good choice, and it also brings a bit of modernness into the show as far as people that might own these things and want to have a look at them.
Subarus are very popular in Tasmania. I think they're 2% more popular in Tasmania than anywhere else in the country. I'm on my sixth Subaru, and I love them, so I can see the attraction with the WRX, especially the STI there as well.
Have you got an STI?
No, but I've got a turbo diesel, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we've also got increased presence of motorcycles this year. We have the Vintage Japanese Motorcycle Club putting on a display, and there we a pretty good range of those bikes, and also a bit of Tasmanian history as far as bikes go will be on display. We have trucks for the first time. We were going to have those in 2020, but that didn't happen, of course. And so any people that have got trucks worth exhibiting that are pre-1990, have a look at entering. We've got a bit of good stuff coming from the mainland from, you might recall at the expo that we had Steve Aldrich, a great coach builder from the mainland that done Brian Imlach Chev, the fantastic Chev that we seen last year. He's bringing some stuff over. I do think there might be a 6-litre FX Holden appearing as well, so that's going to be the rest of the show.
Holy moly.
Yeah, so, it'll be shades of effigy back 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you're taking submissions from the public at the moment, are you?
As far as the entrants go, and encourage people to start getting their cars entered up. Pre-entries can be done through our website, the Devonport Motor Show website. It'll be pretty obvious once you go in there what you need to do and a bit of information. And you can get it up there and you'll get some information back.
Sounds pretty good to me. It's the 14th annual Devonport Motor Show. It's an initiative of the Rotary Club of Devonport North. You do an amazing job to get this off the ground. So devonportmotorshow.com.au. Lock in March 27, 2022, the new home, Aikenhead Point. Matt Russell, thanks for taking the time out to speak with us this afternoon on the Home Run.
Thank you, Lee.